to do.
He had to stop running. He ain't no other choice. He ran out of footsteps.
He,
amen.
He had to do what God called him to do.
Amen. Amen. And I looked at that and I said, wow, you know, God, you know, you called Jonah to sound an alarm, to bring a word of judgment to a whole city. You didn't send him with an army.
No.
You didn't send him with a sword. You sent him by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jonah was a little afraid of that. Amen.
Because
he knew that, because God said it was wickedness. You know, but so if they're already in wickedness, they're already in evil doing, so imagine what they was going to do to me.
Right. You know. Yeah.
And it takes confidence. Amen.
Yes.
In the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have confidence because when God gives you a word for someone, a city, a church, a person, it takes confidence.
It takes confidence.
And fear could come in.
Yeah.
It, easy.
Yeah. One time I was not really new in the prophetic realm, but I went to a church and God used me to just outrightly gave a word through speaking in utterance of tongues. And before I left, I was crying.
Oh, my God.
But when I left there, God said, shake the dust off your feet and go, because I knew it was God.
Amen.
But the pastor said, I pray too hard for my people, but it doesn't matter. You can pray all season long. But when your people go out, you don't know what they're doing.
Right.
So when God sent a word from his prophets, you got to obey.
Right.
Quench
not the spirit and desire to despise not prophecy.
Right, because if that kind of spirit, I could have not ever prophesied ever again
because
that was a hurt. But I went ahead and did what God told me to do.
Amen, amen, amen.
I didn't buck against the prick like Jonah did.
Right. Because you can find out in the prophetic that if you don't do what God has called you to do, you'll find yourself in a lot of trouble with God.
I have found myself in a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache,
a lot of pain.
I tell you, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. And you know, as prophets, we sometimes be alone.
Right.
We be like, Lord, I want friends. And sometimes he just have you to yourself. He have you set aside.
Right.
And I know he have told me some things that I didn't do it. And I actually got a spanking.
Oh, my God.
it's a bad when you'd rather get a real spanking than God spanking.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I tell people, if God has called you and he has chosen you, and it's such time, you got to answer the call and do what God called
you to
do.
That's right.
You know, sometimes we get fearful and scared.
Right.
But we got to stand up and do what God called us to do. We can't run.
Amen.
And we ought to say, Lord, help me. I need your help.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And once again, you got an opportunity right now to share this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may need to hear this word from the Lord. That is somebody that's running from God right now.
Yes,
you got an awesome prophet, Prophet Erica Robinson, and myself, Apostle Laura Campbell. And we're going to take some calls. We're going to pray for some people on today.
Lord.
But I'm telling you, when the word dropped down on me, I was like, wow, you know, running from the Lord. Now, here it is, Jonah, he fled from Tarshish. You know, he went paid a fare, you know, and he actually went the other way.
Wait.
He said, you know what, God, you want to send me this way, but I'm going another way. But here it is, the boat, of course, you know, God caused the storm. And it's a lot of people right now that's having some storms in their life.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm prophesying already.
Yes.
You're having a storm in your life right now. Because you are a Jonah. You don't want to do what God has called you to do. And I understand. We've both been there. I'm telling you, I've been there. Prophetess just testified. She said she's been there. We've been there where we didn't want to say it. We didn't want to do it. Glory to God. I've been in churches. I had to give a sound and alarm. And I said, oh, God, if I say this thing, you'll never have me back. But guess what? I learned along the way. Don't try to make no friends.
Oh, no.
You better stay with God, because if you stay with God, he's going to continue to elevate you. He's going to promote you. Promotion comes from north, south, north, of the west. It comes from God.
That's right.
Amen.
It's spare the heartache.
Amen. Oh, yes. Spare that
what God called you to do.
Amen. You know, and I want to talk to some people right now because it's on any end of the spectrum. It can be the young or the old.
Right.
You know, sometimes we can get afraid, you know, don't want to do it, you know, because, like I said, fear can come on anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says we're supposed to have power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. We're supposed to have a sound mind to know if God has called you to do it, he's going to protect you. He's going to back you. He's not going to let any hurt or harm come to you. I don't care what witch, warlock, spell, voodoo, curse, voodoo. I don't care what he got you covered. So you got to do what God has called you to do. Now, here it is, you know, when they finally realized what the problem was.
Right.
Have you ever been around some a person that running from the Lord too as well, causing a storm in your life?
Right.
Amen. And you got to get rid of that person.
Don't you?
You can testify to that. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
I've had people that I've had to get rid of out of my life that
that's
have called
right.
storms. Because sometimes people can come in your life and bring a storm
and
because they're running from
that's
the Lord.
Right. Yes.
So I want to talk to my sister and my brother on today. If you are running or you got somebody else that's around you that's
right.
running from the
yes.
Lord,
yes.
you done already said, yes, Lord.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Lifting up holy hands
yes.
and it's somebody else saying they ain't ready yet. I'm telling you, you can cause yourself a lot of heartache and a lot of storms. By holding on to people, my God, that don't want to adhere the voice of the Lord. Oh, my God. It can be family members. It can be your mother. It can be your brother. It can be people that you've got to disconnect from so you can go on with God. I'm telling you, I've seen myself come through some storms through with people, you know, allowing them in my life.
It's been a year now, Pastor. I've been through with I'm not going to say everything.
Right.
I just came out of a bad storm.
Amen.
And let me tell you, God's, everybody's not going where you're going.
Amen.
And God said, I got to cut this here.
Right.
In order for you to do what I called you to do, I'm going to cut it.
Amen.
I'm going to cut it off. And that's what God did.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Did it.
Amen.
And guess what? I'm trying to walk in the fullness of whatever God got for me.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how, because I, like I said, but once I let those people go, I came out the storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I seen the sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I seen the blessings that make
blessings.
It rich and add no sorrow.
Greater
Amen.
Days.
And then I realized if I would have let them go a long time ago, I could have been blessed.
I'm in the new now. I'm in the new.
Glory
right.
to God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Now,
God
once again. Once
mm-hmm.
again, you got an opportunity right now because we're going to prophesy.
Yes,
the
sir.
Phone number is 563-999-3060.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to take some calls.
Yes.
We're ready to prophesy.
Yes,
we're ready to speak into your life.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Give me the last one. What's the first caller's last four digits of their phone number?
1-881.
Caller 1-881. Last four digits of your phone number. State your first name. Caller, last four digits of your